So as I thought about sharing about Meadows of Hope, I was like, how does one capture the essence of what happens at Meadows of Hope? Like, how does one put that into words? So I'm going to begin by sharing a little bit about what Meadows of Hope is. So it's a residential horse farm across the street from Camp Andrews. It started up last summer. I think it was in around August they got their first girl, and now they have four girls, and they've had one graduate, so they've had five girls so far. And it's girls that come from histories of past abuse and a lot of pain and hurt in their life. And the reason they come to Meadows of Hope is because life simply is not working for them. They can't function anymore at home and in school and in their families. So they come to Meadows of Hope for healing, to learn how to live life as healthy individuals, and to experience Jesus, experience people loving on them, because a lot of them have no, like, absolutely no healthy foundation at all. Like, yeah, their stories are really sad. But so some of the activities they do while they're there, they have school. They go to school at 8:30 in the morning and eat lunch at 12:30. Then they, the rest of the time, like, some of the activities are they have equine therapy, so working with the horses. And if anybody has a question about equine therapy or what equine therapy really is, you can ask me after church, because it's really amazing, but I don't have the time to explain everything about it right now. So then they have creative expressions, so like things like music lessons, sewing, basically crafts and stuff with their hands. They have culinary, so they learn to cook. So we spend two evenings a week in the kitchen. Everybody's cooking together. And we live as a group. So that means whatever one member experiences, everybody experiences. So if you have an attitude, everybody's there in the attitude, and everybody helps solve the attitude up. And so it's a huge, like, level of accountability in the way we live. So we do everything as a group. And that takes a lot of commitment, but that builds relationship and that builds connection. So it's really powerful to see that play out. And so last night, we were sitting on the floor in the dining room, and we were working with an attitude, and I asked the girls, I said, hey, I'm speaking at my church tomorrow morning about Meadows of Hope. What should I say about Meadows of Hope? And so there were varying responses. One of the girls said that, tell people to never set a foot on the property. And that meant that it's been hard for her at Meadows of Hope. It hasn't always been easy. And she, being there, has been a struggle for her. She's worked through hard stuff. But they gave me permission to share some of their stories. And so one of the girls, when she came to Meadows of Hope, she described it, what it was like. She lived with her heart in a box. She lived to keep herself safe and make sure she doesn't get hurt. And so, like, just a couple weeks ago, she prayed through some of the lies she believed and some of the reasons she kept her heart in a box so she doesn't get hurt again. And so God gave her a picture of her heart standing there with its arms out, meaning that I'm going to choose to not live in a box anymore. And she said, last night she said, now instead of having my heart in a hiding place, I have it in a safe place. And she said, now I am more other-centered and not just so focused on myself and keeping myself safe. And another one of the girls went home on home visit a couple weeks ago, and in the past she's found it really hard to relate to her parents. And so the last time she went home, and tension came up and she got into a fight with her parents, instead of choosing to respond the way she's always responded in the past, she went up to her room, she journaled, and she wrote about what was going on in her heart, and then she brought it back to her parents. And there was connection built. And that was something that never had happened before. And so there's a lot of hope for her as she goes forward for more healing in her story, for her relationships to be restored. And so that's a little window into what happens at Meadows of Hope. And so my commitment there is for 2 years. So I've been there for 5 weeks now. So I would just welcome your prayers as I engage in life there. I work 5 days a week, and then I have 2 days off, and it's a 24/5 commitment, so it's a big commitment. And another thing I would just request prayer for is tomorrow morning at 8:30, we're leaving on a 2-week canoe trip to the West Branch of the Susquehanna. So, yeah, we could just use a lot of prayers on that trip. So yeah, if we come to mind there at Meadows of Hope, just pray for more hope and healing and restoration to happen.